Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And now,
be curious, not judgmental.
Broadcasting from beautiful and safe Brighton, Massachusetts.
May not even be safe, probably not for your workers even.
Streaming on WEEI.com and everywhere on the Odyssey app.
To remind the faithful of the importance of our Lenten disciples. Disciplines.
Disciplines, oh. Okay.
Breathing, it's fundamental.
Right, yeah. Yes.
Isn't it like a half
6:04? Almost had a perfect show. But
this is
the Greg Hill Show.
The Greg Hill Morning Show.
What's up, G-Man? How you doing?
Hilly. We're happy to have the Hill Man.
I love the show, by the way. It's great.
Starring Greg Hill.
That's why I have no doctor.
You haven't been to the doctor in 5 years?
No.
That's concerning.
It's really not concerning. Like, everything works the way it's supposed to work.
Yeah. What am I worried about?
Featuring the original spark of the Pats dynasty.
They jello for self.
Wiggy.
I don't think that's possible that you can actually kick yourself in the nuts. I think it's a little too hard to do that.
No, now you're trying it?
Joined by the relationship alpha.
And Courtney, I'm not really sure I understand that.
Courtney Cox.
I'm going to pivot a bit because, and I hope that this wasn't your lead.
No.
Okay, Eric Shun, who's a radio personality for ESPN.
And accompanied by.
Hi.
Two big brains behind the glass.
David Ortiz.
Curtis.
Eric Shun.
What?
And Shime.
In your mind, put those two words very close together without doing a space in between them.
Oh.
Now.
But we've got to be role models.
Right.
Oh, God.
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
You massholes!
Gave them a lot of what for.
You just have no idea what you're talking about.
On Boston Sports Original.
Cheers. Crushing the bands. I'm watching the past.
W-E-E-I.
When I say Greg Hill and you say show, Greg Hill! Yeah. Greg Hill!
Go! Yeah.
Greg Hill!
Go!
All right.
Let's go.
Let's go!
Let's go!
Good morning. Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Yes, happy St. Patrick's Day. Curtis, look at you with the green and gold St. Patrick's Day Celtics chain on this
morning. All right.
You know, they say that I am not a team player, but I just jump in with both feet to celebrate festive occasions.
There you go. Mm. It's the luck of the Irish.
I was the last one out of banners yesterday. You guys left early. It was a great time.
No. No. I was the last one at banners yesterday.
Okay. Oh, did you get the bill?
I think Ken Laird picked up the tab, although I'm guessing it was probably trade. I don't think he came out of pocket for that after the gift certificate incident, Curtis, with the bet with you. So
a new low for a guy that keeps finding them.
Who's the Courtney, are you the most Irish on the program? I am half Irish, half English.
I am 100% Irish.
100%.
Yes. Well, we wouldn't know based on what you're wearing today.
Okay, Wiggy's colorblind. We walk in this morning, Wiggy's like, is today St. Patrick's
Day? Yeah, I
thought
it was
Sunday. Like, yes. He says, aren't you supposed to wear green? I said, well, I am wearing green.
That is green.
It's
that's
green.
An olive, yes.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm not a Kelly green wearer.
Well, see, that's what I think. When I think of St. Patty's Day, that's the kind of green that instantly pops to my mind.
For you, yes.
I think for most people,
well,
right?
Okay.
No. I don't know.
We live in arguably the most Irish of cities in the United States of America.
Ranked number one for Wallet Hub.
What Boston is?
Yeah.
As the most St. Patrick's Day Irish city in Boston?
Best place to go.
Yeah, and I believe you got that information on a tweet from somebody named Erin Gobralis, is
yes,
that correct?
Okay. Yes.
All right.
Gobralis, my girl. Okay.
We're cooking.
Excellent. Excellent. All right. Well, we got a lot to get to on St. Patrick's Day, and I appreciate the fact that you are here for it bright and early this morning. Now, when Jason Tatum is listed as questionable tonight, does that refer to his desire to win a championship or to his playing status, Curtis? which is it?
Did I miss something?
Yeah,
sounds like I did.
He's got a hip thing.
Yeah, hip contusion.
He has hip fatigue.
Well, did you not
Tatum.
See him fall after that dunk?
I did. Yeah, no, I
yeah,
saw.
Yeah, that
him
was
fall.
Pretty.
I'm a little nervous about the time we have between now and the playoffs starting in both the NBA and the NHL because it feels like both teams just need to get there as soon as possible.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, you're right. Like, if you could start him tomorrow, it would be helpful.
Right.
It's like I don't know.
That's what they're waiting for. I'm telling you, players get like that.
Okay, so is this if it's going to be load management,
mm-hmm.
then why don't you just tell everybody that it's load management? Why does it have to be, you know, I have my status is questionable because I bruised my hip the other night. Like, give me a break. Play basketball.
Well, but I mean, he took a crazy fall, right? And so his hip is probably dealing. He's probably dealing with something. And maybe they're in the position where, you know, where Missoula goes, all right, let's sit him out. Everybody's looking at where the playoffs are.
I don't feel like you have the same voice when you're talking about Chris Sale.
Mm.
Who?
Mm.
Well, Chris Sale broke his finger.
No, about Chris Sale being able to play. You're constantly.
When did you talk about Chris Sale?
You're dragging Chris Sale left and right.
I never dragged opening a day. I said that the reason why he isn't starting open days because Cora doesn't think he's the best starting pitcher.
No, you did say that.
So what? It has nothing to do with his health.
I do think we're not talking about the Bruins though. We're talking about the Celtics, and I know you don't really care about the seeding aspect of it.
No.
So that
matters.
Yeah, that's the issue.
I don't think it. I don't think it really does to them as much as we or you might think it matters. I think Missoula's looking at, all right, Tatum took a tough fall. If we can sit him out, and I think both teams are looking, Bruins and Celtics are saying, all right, we just want the playoffs to get him.
No, I mean, Bruins are back on the right track.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
The guy you wanted to trade away shut him out last night, 36 shots. So I'm not worried about the Bruins.
No, I'm not worried about the Bruins either.
I'm concerned about the Celtics. That's all. I'm concerned about when it comes down to the end, and you want to finish strong, and Jason Tatum is questionable again this evening.
Do you think he's hurt?
I don't know.
Did you not see the fall?
Yes, I.
Okay, so I mean, stop.
Is he hurt or injured? Hurt or injured?
I bet he's probably dealing with something. And you know, when you look at it, and you go, okay, where this team is,
mm-hmm.
if they feel like, all right, get him some rest. Because what does it matter where we are? St. Patty's Day. And during the season, or is it going to matter come playoff time? And you don't want that thing to be nagging him during the postseason.
I just think it's frustrating to Greg, who's really an Iron Man. Yesterday, he battled through a throat thing. And to see a guy like Tatum, you know, similar, Marconi winner for Greg, NBA All-Star MVP for Tatum,
yeah. Curtis,
to not have
you.
The same perseverance is just something somewhat alarming.
Yeah, Curtis, thank you. I appreciate it. Nobody on this program stands up for me like you do.
That's why
you and I have a place together forever on Mac Island.
I have to say that the proximity that we sat next to each other with in the Uber from Echelon to Banners was just heartwarming.
Do you feel sick?
I do, but I wasn't going to bring it up. But the Echelon lobby, let me tell you, Greg.
Oh, Curtis.
Stunning.
I knew you were going to get it. Can you stop with this nonsense?
The indoor-outdoor fireplace. I mean.
Curtis met me yesterday at Echelon, which is very nice of him to do.
Okay.
And it's.
They asked my social security number.
What is that relevant to? They did nothing of the sort.
It was odd.
It's a mediocrely appointed lobby, to be honest.
Wiggy, you should go. They give full cavity searches. You'd enjoy it.
Is it nicer than Nima's lobby? Because Nima had a nice lobby.
Yes, it is. Yes. It blows Nima out of the water. Mm-hmm. I've been in nice hotels through no work of my own.
Mm-hmm.
This place was unlike anything I've ever seen.
Huh? It gives the peasants walking on the street ability to peer in through a fireplace.
Not bad. You know what that means? Step your game up.
I know.
Greg, that's what you should be saying. Don't let them come be like, listen, you want to live where I'm living? Step your game up.
Yeah, I guess.
They had a really refreshing in the little guest men's room. They had a Fiji water shower, which I thought was wonderful.
I think your facilities looks nice. I seen the court. You know, just from when you had the little thing, it looks like a beautiful apartment complex.
Not for nothing, since we're talking about how everybody got there yesterday. I was the last to show up, unfortunately, because I talked to Greg. Greg said, have you heard from Curtis? I said, no, I haven't heard from Curtis. He said, I'm running a little bit late, so I guess I'll just see you there. I didn't know you guys drove together. I never got that call from Curtis.
Okay. Oh, you didn't get the invite?
So then I had to drive my sorry ass there and then find parking outside. I have Ken texting me. I have Mego texting me, where are you?
You live 10 minutes away. I mean, that's
10. I don't live 10 minutes away from the garden.
Try driving from the North Shore down. I don't want to hear no complaint.
I walked home and it was lovely.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Beautiful.
Yeah, I couldn't even go home in between the end of our show and the beginning of Banners.
I'm just saying I felt left out.
No, that's you should have put.
I'm surprised anybody
put you in.
Okay. I thought you and Greg had been commiserating. I start walking. Greg tells me this whole story about his car and everything. And so I walk all the way to Echelon. Then I meet him. I'm sitting in the Uber in the middle of the road. Greg comes waddling in, and then we head over. It wasn't anything too exciting.
Well, I thought it was.
I don't know if I was waddling.
I'm sorry, shuffling.
I ran out of gas yesterday.
Oh,
again?
Yeah, again. So,
Jeep?
Yeah, I'm always pushing it. I, you know, when the thing gets in the red and they're red. Blinking.
Wait, isn't it like electric?
Yeah, no.
You can use it's a hybrid. It's a hybrid. But I never use the electric. I haven't charged a thing once.
You know, there's a thing on.
I don't use the electric portion. I tried to flip over to the electric when I ran out of gas, but apparently that doesn't work.
That was dead as well. You know, there's a thing on there that tells you how many miles you have now. Now you don't have to
figure out where it is. Pushing it because I'm going here to fro.
Right, and but doesn't so, it tell you like and 10 like, miles, yes. 15 miles?
Yeah, it doesn't really say that. Oh. No, it just kind of tells.
Greg, are you reenacting the movie Big? Like, you act like you're 16. You run out of gas. You don't go to the doctor. You just sort of live on a whim.
Yeah, my mentality is that of a juvenile, Curtis. And honestly, it's quite fun. I mean,
dates them too.
Were you somewhere safe when you ran out?
Yeah, I was in South Boston.
I just got on the highway.
Run out of gas.
Well, let me tell you something. As long as we're getting into it, we live in a major metropolitan city. There's one GD gas station.
Yeah,
in the
there's
whole
no gas station in the city.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. I understand property value. It's probably more valuable to have a 10-story, you know, apartment complex on your half acre of land. But there should be more than one gas station in the entire freaking city of Boston.
Do you know why there's only one gas station? The same reason we have bike lanes everywhere. They don't want us using gas.
Yeah, great point.
By the time Woo's done, we'll have nothing.
You're right about that, Curtis. So, all right. Well, anyway, we got a lot going on the show this morning. It is St. Patrick's Day. Executive order on all Irish bands for rejoins this morning. Shime, are you in on that?
Yeah, I can do that.
Or all St. Patrick's Day themed rejoins, at least, I think.
Sure. You know, I can do that. I can pivot a little bit for you, Greg.
Although there's a new Zac Brown song coming out today. Because there's a tribute album, a cover album for the Rolling Stones, which comes out. And a bunch of bands did Stones songs.
Oh, they're doing a Stones song?
Yeah.
That'll be really good.
Is that we can play that this morning. Is that a jinx scenario, though, when you're a band and then they get the greatest artists that are, you know, 30, 40 years younger than you to do a tribute album?
Well, T-Pain is doing an entire cover album that comes out later next month.
Oh, really? Wow.
That was my lead.
Is it? Of what? Just like random songs?
Yeah, so he has like a song by Sam Smith. He has a song by Journey. He has a song, like he has a bunch
of. So all auto-tune songed.
No. T-Pain can actually sing.
You're going to take requests, though, I assume, this morning.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Aren't there two songs that have to be played today on St. Paddy's Day? And I only say that because my football coach in high school is Irish, and he played two songs in his truck.
All right, then slide them into my DMs here, Wiggy, and I'll play them for you.
To hear them. Okay. And I have to feel like they're the staple of the Irish music community for St. Paddy's Day.
Best Irish movie I've ever seen, Waking Ned Divine.
Agree. Mm-hmm.
I thought it was The Departed.
It's not. It's in Boston. No.
Waking Ned Divine is an extraordinary film, Curtis.
Awesome.
It really is.
Danny Boy and Irish Eyes, right?
Danny Boy's my dad's favorite.
I feel like those are like the Irish staples. I knew nothing about, like, the only thing I knew about Irish growing up is that they either lived in Southie or Charlestown, but my football coach was Irish. And when he drove us around for, like, you know, can drives, those were the only two songs that he played.
I mean, personally, I was disappointed the first time that I tried soda bread and I realized there was no soda in it. that was a disappointment for me.
Yeah. I just would ask Ireland to just back away from the whole food world. Like, just remove it all.
Food was pretty good when we went to Ireland.
Yeah. Nah.
Not really.
It was not bad. It was better than everybody told me it was going to be.
Other than the burgers?
Like, how many different ways can you prepare potatoes?
Don't
answer, Sean. All right.
Ricky was very disappointed when he ordered bangers and mash.
Oh, that was disgusting.
All right. On the show this morning, today's leads, in just about 10 minutes, I have Bruins tickets to give away. And I will give those away to you at 7:20 on this morning's show. So win Bruins tickets if you are listening or watching this show on Twitch at 7:20 this morning. And then the news with Courtney coming up at 7:30. And during the news, we will get to Florida Not Like the Rest of Us and find out why some Sunshine State residents are upset about close encounters of the nude kind. And then They Said It is happening at 8. That is a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports. And we will discuss the explanation offered by Jacoby Myers on the Cold World tweet and see if you believe that or not, coming up at 8 on today's show. And is there anything more Irish than the Celtics? And we will be joined at 9 on today's show by the owner of the Boston Celtics, Whit Grosbeck. So, good person to ask about Jason Tatum and his injury status for this evening. Whit Grosbeck will join us at 9 on today's show. But right now, Courtney, and what is trending?
Your home of the Sox. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
All right, the Bruins get a shutout win in Winnipeg. 3-0 was the final, with goals coming from Trent Frederick, Tomas Nosek, and Pavel Zacha. Jeremy Swayman was in goal. He had 36 saves on the night. An unreal night for the Swayman, and Jim Montgomery spoke about it after the win.
I think I really, really liked the third period. I thought we were a little too loose defensively in the first 40, and I think Sway had to be terrific, and he was terrific. You know, that might have been his best game of the year, and he's had a lot of good ones. Just for his tracking, his control, you know, he didn't let any rebounds out. And, you know, we gave up some significant opportunities that we usually don't like to. But in the third period, I think you saw all four lines and six D-men play really well. In the first two periods, I liked us with the puck. I didn't love us without it.
Somebody wanted to ship that guy out of here.
Damn right.
I don't remember who it was. Who was it, Sean?
Well,
somebody wanted to
get rid
of
his name rhymes with Jiggy.
With Biggie?
Well, we'll see him open the door and close the door during the postseason, Tony.
The Celtics have a game tonight in Portland. Peyton Pritchard and Rob Williams are listed as out, as is Jason Tatum is on the injury report. He's listed as questionable. On the Trailblazers, Dame Lillard is listed as probable, while Jeremiah Grant is listed as questionable. If Dame doesn't play, I mean, that's going to be...
Yeah, if you don't get Dame Dollar out
there.
Oh,
you're just going to, you know, you're going to get what you've, this is a positive. What you've gotten a bunch of times this year is that Jaylen Brown will step up and...
Nope.
And, put everybody on his shoulders.
Sure will. Red Sox spring training continues today at 105. Sox and Braves. You can listen to that on the Shaw's and Star Market. WEEI Red Sox Network with Joe Castiglione and Will Fleming on the call. In Boston on WEEI AM 850 and on the Odyssey app throughout most of New England. That is what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Thank you, Courtney. Happy St. Patrick's Day, everybody. A beautiful day in Boston today. It's going to be about 53 degrees, partly cloudy skies in the afternoons. Parade day Sunday in Southie. Chilly. Partly cloudy, highs in the upper 30s.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I don't know how I love the Twitch people. Is it well documented that I love each and every person who watches this show on Twitch, Curtis?
Yeah.
But how does... there's? I think it's Kevin Durnett who said that's an awful song. Nobody has ever said that the Whiskey in the Jar O version by Thin Lizzy is an awful song. That is probably the most St. Patrick's Day Irish rock song that there ever was.
Idea.
My Lord, what is wrong with you people?
Asking the wrong person.
Are you meh?
Yeah.
Don't meh.
It's kind of like, we're going to let this one breathe.
I'm sorry.
So what's the St. Patty's Day song then?
I think you are correct.
What, Danny Boy?
Yeah.
There's no rock version of Danny Boy.
I am just saying that Irish song. I mean, I sent a few of my favorites to Shine.
You're saying like a rock song. I thought it would be something from like the Dropkick Murphys.
We will probably, I would assume Shine would select a Dropkick
banger
or two. We have lots of music to play this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Boston, I believe, the first St. Patrick's Day parade ever in 1737.
Right.
So... When Chicago or New York or others are arguing that they are the most Irish city in the world, no, it was us. And by the way, Curtis, 617 text during the break, which reads, my favorite St. Patrick's Day memory is when Greg had the Dropkick Murphys come to the studio and then wouldn't let them play.
That period, yesterday was 3 years to the day from the government's lockdown of everything.
Yes.
That was such an out-of-body experience. I remember we had the mayor on, and we were going to do a renegade rebel parade in Southie because he had canceled the Southie parade.
Right. And he was kind of laughing about it. He's like, yeah, go ahead.
And then that day, Ken Casey and his entire band on their busiest day of the year arrive at Leo Birmingham Parkway, and we are forced to say, you can't even come in.
Right.
Oh.
Well, yeah, I didn't realize that during the pandemic, nobody could be entertained. I didn't realize that.
Well, remember they said you couldn't sing happy birthday or something like that?
That was the problem.
So singing wasn't allowed.
I'm like, you know, Ken Casey, God love him, great guy, great friend to the old show, good friend to this show, says, hey, can we come in and play on St. Patrick's Day? And I'm like, sure, come on in. And then all of a sudden, the alarm, the giant red sirens start going off, and people are like, you can't have somebody sing?
Ken went out with his do-rag and kicked him off the premises.
Oh, God.
From 6 feet away, by the way.
You couldn't even blow out birthday candles. You had to
stuff.
Just wave them, use a fan.
Do you know how many droplets are let out when you sing Shipping Up to Boston?
We actually have flashback audio of Ken Laird confronting the Dropkick Murphys upstairs on that day 3 years ago.
Excuse me, social distance, please.
You know who I want to have at one of the road shows? Edith, the leaf blower. We need to meet her in person.
Do you think she's still with us?
God
bless her heart.
Maybe they could use rakes until this crisis is over. Well, thank you very much.
It's not over for her, believe me. She's still taking serious precautions.
She's still in mid-pandemic.
Oh, yeah, she's definitely.
May not even be safe. Probably not for your workers, even.
Just to be clear, when it comes to Kenny Casey, I did want them to come in and play. And I don't want to alarm everybody, but he's going through a voice thing.
Oh, okay.
I know they have, you know, they have shows tonight, and I think I might go to MGM Music Hall tonight and see him, but I think he'll be fine. But I did extend the offer.
Right.
When it comes to Ken Casey.
The way he sings, I bet he has to be really, really careful about how many shows he does.
All right. Well, we got lots to get to on today's show, including They Said It coming up at 8. And we will discuss the explanation that Jacoby Myers has offered on the Cold World tweet. That is at 8. At 9, we will be joined by Celtics owner Wick Grosbeck. But right now, time for this.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for The Lead.
Okay, Sean, now you used up you too. What's next, cranberries?
No, that's later on in the show.
Flogging Molly?
Hey, don't spoil things.
Okay, all right. Today's leads brought to you by Ketch's Law Group. Ketch's has had the backs of New England's construction workers since 1986. You pay nothing unless they win. If you've been injured, get a free evaluation at 508-321-7000, or you can visit ketcheslaw.com. Hey, Sean.
Hey, Gregory. Good morning. So today I've decided a rare non-sports lead for me. I'm tired of ripping the Patriots for doing nothing, okay. And I can't criticize the Bruins right now. So, I found this. The Strong National Museum of Play in Rochester, New York, has announced the Video Game Hall of Fame finalists.
For this year?
Yes. So they are inducting a video game into their Hall of Fame.
Did the Reddit forum writers vote on this?
No, not Reddit forum. Actual human beings. Okay. Not just people behind computers.
And
the nominees.
Did they consult with their girlfriends first, or do they not have any?
Video games aren't just a male thing. Okay. Women play video games, too.
Okay. All right.
The nominees this year are The Last of Us, Call of Duty 4 Modern Warfare, Angry Birds, Quake, Wii Sports, and GoldenEye 007.
Huh.
And I think you can immediately narrow it down to two. I believe it's either Call of Duty 4 Modern Warfare or it's GoldenEye 007.
Wiggy, you agree?
Call of Duty, definitely, all day long. Really, that is the game of, I would say, the century.
I have put more hours into Call of Duty 4 Modern Warfare than any other, Greg, than anything I've ever done in my life.
Yeah, what about your 6 years of hard work at the radio?
No, you don't understand.
No.
When Call of Duty 4 came out, Xbox 360 was the hot thing to have, and I would play, you could finally play online with people.
Right.
It became the first social thing to do via video games, and my friends and I played for hours and hours and hours of time. So that would be my personal pick. But GoldenEye, also a phenomenal game for the N64.
And I didn't think it was possible to play longer than you did when Grand Theft Auto came out. I thought Grand Theft Auto was like the game of the game. People would play that game for hours. But like you said, Sean, once Call of Duty dropped and you got into the battle royales and that, you got lost. You got lost in those things.
Courtney follows a video game expert on Twitter, Golden Shower.
Oh,
is that related? Is that related to the video game?
I think so. Yeah,
a pretty good player too. Now,
ugh, gross, Wiggy.
Okay, sorry, it's pronounced Golden Shower.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Hi, Courtney.
Hi. Good morning,
Curtis. Hello.
Good morning, everybody. First of all, I have to play this today because it is St. Patrick's Day and it's my favorite drop.
It is St. Patrick's Day. It is the closest that the Irish will ever get to Christmas.
Thank you, Michael. Happy St. Patrick's Day, everybody. And a quick PSA, because I used all my hot takes on the Electric Hoopla Twitch yesterday from 2 to 3. Do not tell anybody about your bracket today. Nobody gives a flying F. So I don't care who you had or who you didn't have, and the guy sitting next to you at your cube doesn't care. Nobody gives a damn. You're not going to win the company pool anyway. Enjoy your day.
Thank you, Curtis.
Can I ask a question to Curtis?
Yes.
Does that also apply to bets that were made on the NCAA? If I don't have a bracket, but I made some bets on the games, am I allowed to talk about those?
People really only want to hear things you lose, because that makes them feel better about themselves. So if you lost a bet, let them know.
Okay, can do.
I... My buddy Carp, you guys know Carp.
Love Carp.
Carp was there with us yesterday.
Did he hit?
No. He at the Arizona, there was like a three-pointer. He had the parlay.
Uh-huh.
No, I think
I thought he had all the one seeds.
He did.
Didn't hit, I don't think.
It was 100.
Yeah, Alabama didn't cover 20.
It was Alabama. It was the three-pointer in that game that ended up gay. So he bet $100 to win 700. And he was not happy at the end of the evening last night.
And was the Alabama final score?
What was the final?
Alabama won by 21. I just know they didn't cover.
Yeah. Oh, man. Because when he had told me his bet, I was like, man, that's a pretty good bet.
Yeah.
Because
you were talking about every bet.
No. I'm but most number
about,
ones.
I'm a little concerned about.
No,
you.
Most number ones.
Is Mrs. Wiggins in charge of the bank account?
No.
Okay.
This is a slush fund. Most number ones at tournament time against the lowest seed usually blow doors, right? So his other two bets hit, and he just missed that one. When he told me about that parlay, I had no idea. I had to Google
you piqued my interest when you started talking about it.
I had no idea how to work a parlay, and I was like, oh, you could do that? And he said he put $100 down to make 700?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I was like,
careful, Wiggy. Ken's going to call you an addict like he did to me yesterday.
I said, that is a pretty good bet, and he just missed it.
You are kind of an addict, though. You were live betting that all of those games yesterday at Banners.
Of course I was. It is arguably the second greatest day of the year to gamble.
Yeah, honestly, you got me into it yesterday a little more than I wanted to be on the next field goal, like literally betting whether it's going to be a two or a three next.
Yep.
It can be a little bit dangerous.
And I did have a bet that I hit that I didn't realize I placed. So I am starting to have those. So I need to take better care.
All right. Thank you, Curtis. Courtney, good morning.
Good morning, everybody. Giselle is shutting everybody up. Uh-oh. After the latest paparazzi photos that have come out of her back in Costa Rica with jujitsu instructor.
Yeah.
She's, in a bathing suit. Ethan has the photos for the Twitch stream.
Yes, because everybody strolls, all women stroll platonically with a jujitsu guy in a bathing suit.
Right.
Yes.
Yes. So she took to Instagram after all these reports came out. There's Giselle again with jujitsu guy.
You can see it on Twitch, and they have their dog with them.
Right.
Okay, go ahead.
I don't know if it's their dog, but yes. And she posts a nice selfie of herself and says, "Everything we hear is an opinion, not a fact. Everything we see is a perspective, not the truth."
Okay. If I walk outside today and it's sunny, is that a perspective or a truth?
I think that's a truth.
You know, if I say that I'm bald, is that a perspective or is it a truth?
That's a truth.
She should have put not everything we see is
God.
You know what I mean?
Not everything we see is truth.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Because I am so happy that Tom got away from this lunatic.
I don't know. The fact that she's saying anything to me, I don't think that they are
dating. Come on, Courtney. Seriously?
Maybe she's.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Come on. Like, they were married for, 12 years? They got two beautiful kids together, and the ink wasn't even dry on the divorce, and she was, frolicking through Costa Rica with some jujitsu guy.
You're really bothered by it.
Well, because I hate when people are in long relationships and then they get out and the ink ain't even dry and next thing you know,
they're smashing somebody else.
No, they're like in a committed relationship and people are like, oh, they were just friends.
And I love when people become wealthy, no matter who they are, they think they're smart. You're a beautiful model. I don't need you to be, Socrates. Like, you're not really this deep thinker, okay?
Just for me, I think she's a good mom. If you want to say that
she's not,
I know, but I'm saying if she's
mom.
Bringing a guy around her children, which she's already done with this guy, Joaquin, and her kids, then to me, that's a friendship. The kids must know him. The kids train with him probably. And maybe they are really,
really
good friends.
How many, let me ask this question. How many honest to God, long loving marriages have friendships where the opposite sex are just hanging out, having dinner, calling? It doesn't exist. This is something. And then the thing that ticks me off about this is she probably was smashing this dude while she was married to Brady, because you don't instantly
fall in love with somebody else.
Right, not even, and like, you and Brady haven't even been divorced. You know,
well, Wiggy, and you add to that that she's the one perpetuating these rumors that Tom Brady playing football led to the demise of their marriage,
right,
when she was already with someone else.
That was just her way of going, making it seem like, all right, I'm not the bad person.
Right, I'm the victim.
Stop it.
I don't know. I don't think that everything we see, we should just jump to.
Do you have any male friends that you go out to dinner with, just you and your male friend?
Yeah.
You do?
You do?
Well...
Yeah, that's what
in
I thought.
In like a group setting.
No, I'm not talking about a group setting. Is there a group in this photo?
You and a male, like, do you have a, like, your Pilates instructor? Do you and he go out to dinner?
No,
Is his name Joaquin?
With Sven from.
I mean, the name, he's guilty by the name away. I mean, the guy's name is Joaquin. Of course, he's trying to smash.
I have best guy friends that I would go out with.
Stop it.
That's what those people do. The people who, like, all the instructors at the like, trainers. They're all trying to smash everybody else's wife. I mean, that's their thing.
That is like the number one thing for a personal trainer. That is like shooting fish in a barrel.
Right.
You know, some lady comes there and she's trying to get in shape and she complains about how her husband never compliments her.
He doesn't touch me anymore.
Right, he doesn't.
And the trainer's ripped and jacked.
Doesn't compliment me on my body no more. Next thing you know, the trainer's like, oh, don't you worry, baby. I think you got that amazing body. You know, how about you and I? Santo out of town, we go to dinner.
Wiggy only does the Jamaican accent. So this is a Jamaican trainer that somebody ended up with.
Well, you helped Stella get a groove back by a young Jamaican dude.
Why are we doing the downward dog right now?
Oh, no, you got to loosen up those hips right there. Down, face down, a little bit more ass up.
Jesus. And also, like, I sometimes women are fooled by this, and so they're innocent. But there is no man, let me just tell you this, there is no man, ladies, not a single man in the United States of America or the world who just wants to be your friend.
Exactly.
They are all trying to have sex
exactly.
with you.
Exactly.
Every single man, I don't care.
There are some men.
You are exactly. Gorilla Mims said this on his podcast.
I'm sorry. I hate to break it to you. Yep. Like sometimes women will say, oh, he's my best friend. No, he wants to have sex with you.
Yeah.
Otherwise, he wouldn't be spending time with you. He has 5 male friends that he really likes to spend time with.
Who did you get that report from?
Eric Shun.
Oh, okay.
and you know why this is proof? And like I said, Gorilla Mims said this on his podcast, Gorilla's Outside. He said, call your male friend on your phone right now and say, hey, come over and have sex with me. And I guarantee you, he'll be at your house in 2 minutes.
Not every male wants to have sex with a female.
Yeah.
Wrong. All wrong.
Right, Courtney, you got male friends that you say are just friends. Pick up the phone or shoot him a text and say, hey, Santo's out of town. Come by the house and let's get it on. Yeah. I guarantee you, knock at the door. Every friend.
I'll be there 5 seconds, naked.
Right.
All right, we're a little behind. Somebody told me yesterday they like when the leads are extended.
Oh, okay.
So previously there was a complaint about it.
Ooh.
Somebody was texting in yesterday on the show saying they'd like when the leads are extended. So we'll get to Wiggy's lead and my lead next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number 1. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
St. Patrick's Day, first one really since the pandemic that everything has been wide open and you can do whatever you want. There's no drive-by singings of Danny Boy like the drive-by birthday parties.
Oh my god!
Those were kind of nice.
What?
Well, it was just, it showed people putting a real effort in to see their loved ones and celebrate them.
You're such a nice person.
Oh, I just, videos of, the elderly celebrating, their 90th birthday and their
when
kids.
People are driving by beeping.
Beeping, yeah. Waving, and it's a surprise to them and they're crying.
They're sitting outside.
How many more years do you think it will be before students are reading at grade level?
Well, you're going to be interested in my lead. You'll have an answer after my lead, Curtis, in just a moment. So, anyway, happy St. Patrick's Day. Hope you enjoy the weekend. If you're heading to the parade and on Sunday in Southie and you're looking for a place to watch, heads up, we have the second annual Greg Hill Foundation Southie Social on Sunday at Loco, right on Broadway. And so we have a band, great band playing, Soul Asylum. They had hit after hit after hit in the 90s. And so I hope you join us. Food, you get a ticket. I think there's a handful of tickets left.
Yeah.
So I would get them today if you'd like to join me. I assume you're coming.
I'm coming. Santa will be there.
Curtis, you're coming, I assume.
Yeah, I'll be heading back from Maine. Should be able to be there later in the day.
I don't know about Shime. Are you going to make it down on Sunday or no?
Probably. I am currently listed as questionable, unfortunately. Questionable, like Jason Tatum.
Like Jason Tatum?
Okay. Yes.
You have the video game or...
No, we have a family thing that we have
well,
to do.
Well, that's more important.
I celebrate St. Patrick's Day in private.
That is fine. But would love to see you Sunday, and it's one of the all-time great days in Boston. So look forward to maybe seeing you on Sunday. On the show this morning, Wick Grosbeck, the owner of the Celtics, will join us at 9. But let's get to Wiggy's lead, because we're a little behind on the lead.
All right, mine will be extremely quick. This is probably, a guy that celebrates St. Paddy's Day, and what I think they might be doing, that's Billy O'Brien. Billy O'Brien is now the new offense coordinator of the New England Patriots. And where he had his success, and this could be a shocker for me, the Patriots, with their first overall pick at number 14 this year, don't be surprised if they go ahead and draft a tight end. Oh. Maybe the kid out of... Notre Dame, the Michael
Mayer
kid, or even the Donnell Washington, the kid from the University of Georgia. Because when you look at his best success as a play caller, it was when he had both...
Two tight ends.
Yeah, and obviously one was Rob Gronkowski, and we know who the other guy was. So don't be surprised, and they're saying Mayer could be like a baby Gronk.
Okay.
Don't be surprised if you don't see the New England Patriots target a tight end with their first overall pick. And I would be happy with that.
You would be.
I would be happy with that or a wide receiver. I would be on board for that.
All right, Wiggy, thank you.
You got it.
Coming up during They Said It, we will discuss what Bill Belichick looks for in prospects. So that is at 8 on today's show. I'm interested in this when it comes to the future of our country. In Worcester, there is a proposal by a school committee member to eliminate homework.
Okay. Rock with me.
Because students are in school for a few hours every day.
That's more than a few.
And they're tired. And they're tired, so it's kind of a real frustration for them when they have to go home and actually do a little bit of homework. If you'd like to hear from the school committee member, her name is Molly McCullough.
When you're in school, in middle, elementary, high school, you're in school for 6+ hours a day straight. You go then right into whether you have extracurriculars, family obligations, trying to meet all those needs. If you have 3 hours of homework a night, you can be in a position that you're not done till 11 o'clock at night.
Whoa, 11 o'clock at night. Whoa.
I think it's a great idea.
I'm sure those kids will go right to bed at 9 if they don't have any homework.
No, I think it's a
they
great
idea.
They
won't be video gaming or anything.
Honestly, if James just is like basic in everything and reads at home, he's going to be the leader of the free world. Like the competition is going to be so minimal. We're just telling people you don't ever have to do anything.
As a country, we have basically given up. That's
it. We have
it.
Quiet quit.
We're just the entire country has quiet quit.
I bet a bunch of parents wouldn't mind this, though.
No,
because how many
idea.
Parents get bothered by their kids to sit down and have to go over math problems? And it's like you're relearning while your kid's relearning.
Do kids not do what we used to do, which is do your homework when you're like at school or before school or something?
Is that a good idea? It's a good thing to learn some sort of work ethic so you end up being successful.
So the 8 hours that they're in school.
I hate to break it to people, but.
No, this is stupid. but Greg, no, you have kids, you know, the 8 hours that they're in school, then like she said, most, you know, a lot of kids are in extracurricular activities, mm-hmm. whether it's music, whether it's band, whether it's sports, then they get home at, you know, 6 o'clock at night, they've been up since 6 a.m., then they got, you know, if there's those hot old teachers out there that are giving them another 2 and 3 hours of homework, okay. I guess it's a great idea.
We're up against
You can't teach them in 8 hours?
We are...
I mean, really?
We're up against the clock, but I'm sure there are many who would like to weigh in on this.
I think it's smart.
Would you? Are you happy that we're going to eliminate all homework in schools? Are you happy with that? Wiggy is.
I think
so.
It's smart.
We'll discuss that and other things next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.